Here's something else President Trump did not mention at the UN, the ongoing investigation into Russia's meddling in the U.S. election and the alleged links between Moscow and Trump's campaign. This week, we learned that Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, was wiretapped by investigators both before and after the election. A federal judge approved two Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrants, or FISA warrants, allowing the wiretaps. Former Special Agent Asha Rangappa conducted counterintelligence investigations for the FBI, and she tells us FISA warrants are not easy to get.
What the FBI has to do is go into a secret FISA court and show the judge that there's probable cause to believe that the person they are targeting is acting as what's called an agent of a foreign power, that they're acting at the direction and control of a foreign intelligence service in this case.
So if all of Manafort's calls were intercepted in these periods, does that mean that somewhere there are hours and hours of recorded audio of Manafort's conversations?
Not necessarily. So the FBI agents themselves aren't sitting there with a headphone all day long. The FBI has people who monitor these. They have people who speak different languages depending on the language of the target. And those monitors are basically transcribing only the communications that they think might have intelligence value. And anything that is not foreign intelligence related, after the agent reviews it, has to basically be discarded. Now, if they come across criminal activity in the course of monitoring communications with the Russians, like he's getting money and, you know, laundering it or whatever, they will have to open a separate criminal case.
There was this gap in the FISA wiretaps, and this gap actually covers the period of the infamous Trump Tower meeting 2 weeks after the election. Listeners will remember this is the meeting where Paul Manafort, along with Trump's eldest son and Jared Kushner and some others, met with a Russian lawyer. Will this be kind of like the metaphoric missing tape in the Nixon White House?
Actually, that's such a great analogy. Maybe that is actually a critical piece that Mueller really wants to get in Manafort's own words. We do know that he did open a criminal investigation on Manafort. We know this because he's conducted a criminal search warrant on Manafort's home. And, you know, he's been putting pressure on Manafort.
And right. And another development in the last 24 hours, we've learned that Robert Mueller's investigators told Manafort he will be indicted. That's also big. What is the significance of that?
They want him to talk. I think that they believe that he holds the key to many unanswered questions that they may have, possibly about that particular gap or that particular meeting. They're going to use the threat of jail to try to get him to talk. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, and got to say, too, that when the FBI agents raided Manafort's home in Virginia in July, they came with a search warrant and they picked the lock, forced entry. He must be starting to feel the heat.
So normally when you execute a search warrant, you show up at the target's house, you knock on the door really loudly at 5 a.m. and say, FBI, open the door. And you have to sit there and wait for 2 to 5 minutes, or you have to give the person a reasonable amount of time to put on their pajamas or robe and come down and open the door. Mm. Now, if you have reason to believe that the target may destroy or conceal evidence that you are looking for, you can get the judge to approve what's called a no-knock warrant, which is what was apparently obtained in this case. That allows you to pick the lock or break down the door or do what you need to do to go in immediately without letting the target know that you're there.
What does all this mean for the future of the Trump-Russia investigation, do you think?
Mueller was the director of the FBI when I was in the FBI, and I don't think he makes idle threats. So I presume that if Manafort doesn't flip or talk or do what they're hoping that he's going to do, that he will be indicted. And the president could pardon Manafort. And the next chess move is that Mueller has been working with the New York Attorney General. And the New York Attorney General can bring charges under state law. Presidential pardons don't reach state crimes. Only the state governors can do that. So I think that the fact that Mueller is working with the New York Attorney General, it's kind of he's blocking all of the escape routes for Manafort.
Former FBI Special Agent Asha Rangappa, now at the Yale Law School. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.